Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the use of aspirin in your dairy herds. I know as we think about pain control in our dairy herds, we might think of aspirin as a choice. However, as we look at the regulations around that, it is not a choice for our lactating dairy cows. And in fact, recently FDA has warned veterinarians against the use of unapproved aspirin in lactating dairy cows. So here are some suggestions that I might have for you as you think about whether or not you have something you need to change in your operation. Number one, review your treatment protocols. If you have a treatment protocol for lactating dairy cows that includes the use of aspirin, you need to make that change now rather than later and find another product that could be utilized for that. In order to do that, you're going to need to visit with your herd veterinarian and in visiting and consulting with your veterinarian, determine what other products you might be able to utilize for pain management in lactating dairy cattle. There are a few choices out there. They will probably be more expensive than aspirin, but they are approved and legal for use in lactating dairy cattle. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to carefully review their treatment protocols for lactating dairy cattle and find a substitute for aspirin in those protocols.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.